love, confessions, and arrests, all coming up on this week's recap of NBC Days of Our Lives, coming up right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, good afternoon, all you faithful watchers. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host,
Mark J. Freeman, who is working with a robot today.
Why, yes, Mark. Filling in for Tony
Moore. Tomorrow is Robot Tony.
Hey, girls!
Hey, girls!
Thank you guys for watching live. If you haven't liked us, followed us on the social medias, make sure you do. On Instagram and Facebook, we are Dishin Days. And on Twitter, we are _ Dishin Days. The @ is implied. And also, make sure you go to iTunes, rate us 5 stars, and leave a wonderful comment. And who knows, you might be Fan of the Week.
Yeah. My Fan of the Week is actually somebody from today's chat room. So,
oh, there. Look at that.
I've already chosen it from
switching
early conversations. I was watching you guys.
Switching it
so
up.
So I picked somebody. So stay tuned to find out who of you in the chat room is going to be Fan of the Week.
Fan of the Week.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you through here, but yeah, I can hear you
I can't
just
either.
In life.
I don't know if that matters, Alexis.
I'll try to work on that in a second.
I can hear
and
you.
And speaking of, welcome back the lovely and beautiful Mrs. Plumlee.
Oh, stop it. It's so nice to be back. I miss you guys.
It's so nice to have you back.
You know what, actually, Alexis, on your screen, are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, because on my phone, it doesn't show that we're live yet.
No, there's people that can see you through the chat and everything.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
well, it's your phone,
I was just wondering if...
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I'll slip in there real quick and I'll fix some stuff.
Oh, well, let me adjust here.
No, you're good. I can...
Probably what number am I, 3?
Well, you know she's a lady of a certain age.
Oh,
am I busting in now?
What number are you?
2. Oh, look at that. Hey,
yeah.
Okay.
There we are.
Look at
that. You guys are probably turned down, probably.
Oh.
Do I get a bump in pay because I do tech now?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, no, married life is...
Oh, you don't get paid, girl? Oh, shoot. Uh-huh. Breaking news. Tony don't get paid for this.
Oh,
neither does Mark J. Freeman.
No, don't lie.
Yes, okay, now Alexis.
Oh.
Yes. How has married life been?
It's been great. I'm trying to get used to it. I am going to be gone again, which makes me really sad.
That makes me sad, too.
Yeah, but I can't wait to be enjoying my honeymoon next week. It's going to be crazy. This month has been nuts because I got married, I had 2 weddings, and I had my birthday last week, and then now we're leaving for Hawaii.
Wow.
That's right, because I messaged her, and I was like, someone's having the best week ever.
Yeah, it's weird. It wasn't planned that way, I swear.
Wow.
I'm gonna let you take this opportunity, Alexis, as a current... And married now for 4 years? I almost said 7. 4 years. I will give you the opportunity to ask me anything. I will give you any marriage. I will answer any marriage question you want.
Alexis?
Right here and now.
I'm going to allow you to opt out of that.
That's
and I'd
so
love,
funny.
And I know Neil's in there sitting next to you right now.
Right,
so you
me.
Tell him if he needs any help, I'm here. 24/7.
Be careful of the help that he's offering.
Mark J. Freeman says that we can ask him for any advice, hon.
He's like, on what?
So nice. Thank you very much, Mark J. Freeman.
You're so welcome.
He sounds so nice about it now.
I know.
Until we hear the advice.
But I appreciate it. But I also appreciate, again, everyone's support and for people who were able to, like how Tony shared our GoFundMe.
That's right.
And people who donated. It's really, really sweet.
And they are now officially the Plumlee.
Yay!
Plumlee. I know. A lot of people were asking me if I was going to change my Twitter handle. I was like, no.
Yeah. I thought that, too, when I was tagging you in something at the wedding. I was like, oh, I wonder if she's
going
to...
Nope. It's going to stay all the same because it's too confusing.
I hear you. I hear you.
Now, all of a sudden, when I said Plumlees, all I thought was 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. It's the Plumlee family.
I mean, that's what Neil wants, but I'm like, no. No, thank you. But I want to talk about Days because I actually got to watch a little bit this week.
Oh, look at you watching. Okay, so.
I was home a little bit this week.
Also, just to let you guys know, Mark is not having a hot flash.
No.
It's menopause.
It is a little warm in here, so if at some point in this show we start sweating.
Or if I fall out of my chair.
Yes.
No, don't do that.
It's not because Billy Flynn has walked in, nor is it because Kyler Pettis had his shirt off this week.
Uh-huh. I knew that was going to come up.
I would like to...
How many minutes in are we?
Oh, God. Like five.
5 minutes in. 5 minutes in. I'm just making notes for when he is here. 5 minutes in on 8:20.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know the last time you did a note like that, someone actually did the gif?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Bravo, Mr. Flynn, which I absolutely love. Oh, my God. At some point during the show, I have to find out, I find the name of the person who did that, and I have to give a proper shout out, but I thought it was wonderful. Yeah. All right, so.
Days.
What Good did you week. Think of this week?
Great week.
Right?
I really enjoyed this week.
Like, I felt like I was actually paying attention this whole week.
I always say, too, I think it's a good week when I'm watching and the end comes and I go, oh, it's the end.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So that was kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Well, yeah. let's dive right into it. It's now time to start
Dishing Days. And we are going to flip that and forget it.
Set it and yet, Alexis, we haven't heard that in so long.
I know, 'cause I haven't been here.
Like, we literally would set it, and then we'd wait, and then I'd just go, ba-bam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I told them to do it. I don't know why they didn't do it.
I'm so glad you know all of our bells and whistles for our little show.
I got you.
All right, so let's start off with the biggest shocker this week. Abe got arrested. I did not see that coming. Did anyone else see that coming? Did you see that coming? I didn't see that coming. Did you see that coming?
Well, you didn't see it coming when they started talking about the money?
Yes. But, I mean, beforehand, with the silent partner, I was like, is it Victor? Is it...
Well, I still don't... I don't think it's Abe, obviously. I don't think it's Abe.
But see, I hate... Okay, this is what I don't like, is that they kept pinpointing it. Because, like, he was sitting there at the cafe and pulled out the wad of money. And I was like... And then Eli, like, dropped everything and was just like, you paid in cash for the earrings and the necklace and you know it's counterfeit money and I was just like, oh my goodness, not A.
I still think it's Reigns.
You know what?
I think he's setting it up.
Did you see how ease he was suddenly?
And he was very like inquisitive about why, you know. Are you sure that he can be around? I don't know. I mm-hmm. still think it's Reigns. Mm-hmm. I definitely still think it's mm-hmm. Reigns. So,
yeah. So that was the big shocker for me that he was arrested. I wonder what people. Let's see. Janaea said, "Laugh out loud, Tony. I didn't see that coming." I think she's quoting what I just said. Oh, happy birthday in the chat room to Meredith. Annie Goen thinks it's Reigns too. This is a setup to trap him.
Mm-hmm.
April says Abe is working with Eli. Meredith says, the birthday girl, I believe that's the birthday girl, said, I think Abe getting arrested is because Reigns is setting him up or it's a trap by Eli and everyone. I felt bad for Eli because everyone started, like, jumping on him. And I'm like, at the end of the day, he's just doing his job.
Yeah. I didn't feel bad for him.
If it were Billy Flynn in that position.
But it's not.
But you would.
But it's not. But you would.
Just saying. Oh, my God. And I loved when Valerie, when Eli asked her for the necklace and earrings back. And she was just
Oh, I loved that. I thought that was going to be your three snaps. And maybe it is. We'll find out.
Who knows?
That was, as soon as she did it, I was like, oh, that's going to be Tony's
But just
snaps.
Just the way she did it, it was just kind of like
and
a
did
here,
you see?
Here,
and did you it. See when he went to pick him up and Rafe bent down? He and Rafe's like, there's one over there.
I thought that was funny. Yeah. So, I mean, okay, that's it with that storyline. Moving right along.
Hold on, Mike.
We have our dynamic duo.
Oh, yeah.
Hattie and Bonnie.
Yep.
Bonnie and Clyde. So this week it seems like the plans are moving forward. So Marlena got through to John. And as soon as she was talking, I was like, yes. And then they cut to him and was like, Marlena,
are you still there?
And I was like, text him. text them. And then I started, did you suddenly become CSI too during this part where you were like, okay, John, retrace the call to the guy who works at that, and then you, or like, just something, like, did you notice that it wasn't Marlena calling from her phone? She was
right.
calling from another phone. Like, there's all these different things, and I'm like, girl, you're CSI, you're ISA.
Yeah.
Like, do your work.
Right. What was I going to say? Oh, I just lost it.
Oh,
No, I mean, I totally saw it happening.
Yeah.
I knew Friday that was what was going to happen, that they weren't, it's not going to be that easy. But at least John keeps saying, you know, he's not falling for it. Like, he knows yeah. something's up. You
like
know what I mean?
I love that he was like, something's off and I'm not going to stop until I figured it out.
Yeah. Right.
And that's when she got nervous. But let me tell you what she wasn't nervous about. Going to Mr. Roman Brady and talking to him and reminding him of, like, their past love and all that, which I was kind of with Roman. I was like, you could have played that a little bit more smoother.
Yeah. Well, I think that's Hattie. I think she's just so caught up in just wanting to be with Roman. Mm-hmm. She's not thinking. The other thing that I wrote down that I liked was in the scene when Eric, because Eric at the end of last week was knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about whether he was going to go in or just ignore it. And
yeah.
He ended up going in. When they were trying to explain what they were doing, and Bonnie compared her relationship with Lucas to Marlena and John, I actually, because as soon as it came out of her mouth, I was like, are we really comparing the
yeah.
two relationships? So I was so glad that they had Eric say, are you really comparing what you have with Lucas to
yeah.
what John and Marlena have? And I was just like, oh, thank you
Kudos.
For pointing that out, that
yeah.
was ridiculous. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Everyone looks at the whole scenario like, this, something is strange. And then I love that also, which I never knew this. Did you know that Marlena doesn't like cheesy puffs?
We know now.
Never knew that.
Fun fact.
Hattie was charming.
That could be a
down.
New segment. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Day's fun fact.
Day's fun fact.
I'm going to write that down.
Marlena
fun
doesn't
fact.
Like cheesy puffs.
Fun fact.
And with...
Let me see if I... What else I have here.
And then with Bonnie... Oh, well, we finally saw a little bit of Adrian in jail.
Right.
And in her interaction with the guard, which was...
Jesus, girl. I am.
I know, girl.
Anyone out there that goes through menopause, I feel your pain right now. Girl.
But I thought it was interesting how she finally put the pieces of the puzzle together of how she ended up in there. And then I thought, oh, we're about to get a timeline of when this all could end, because originally they said, you've lost your phone privileges, so you don't get them back for a week. And I was like, okay, we have to endure this for a week before Adrian is able to make a call. Well, then she kept going. They said, that's it. You lost it for a month. And I was like, oh.
Well, she'll probably do what Marlena did. She'll somehow get somebody to get a phone or
well,
whatever.
Well, dear God, I hope they have service or that she's smart enough to send a text.
Yeah.
And now she can't run into Sonny because Sonny's out of jail.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, and then somebody in the chat room earlier today, as I said, I was reading your conversations, made a comment that I was thinking as well, is when she was talking to the corrections officer about saying that she was Adrian, that the fact that they're not saying, well, run my fingerprints.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah.
But again, it's, you know, it's daytime.
They also planted the seed that she's done this before, so I think that's why they're not buying it.
Yeah. Oh. I'm glad I write stuff down sometimes, because I'm remembering stuff now. When Hattie comes in the room and Adrian's like, what are you doing up? She's like, oh, I already went to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, do it right. Keep it tight.
And she's like bouncing all over the place and poor Bonnie can't get it together.
I just think it was so funny. I'm going to keep saying it because I do still love it. I love seeing Judy Evans,
and
Morgan Fairchild, and Deidre Hall all in scenes together. It's just, it's a hoot.
But I love it more with just Deidre Hall and Judy Evans. Yeah. Like, I think that with these characters, they are having so much fun. And, I mean, you have got to hand it to these women. They're playing their characters, playing someone else, but you still can see the switch, but you can also see how it's not fully.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's still, like, certain things that I catch that, like, it still reminds you that it's still Hattie.
Yeah.
Or there's little things that I catch and you're reminded that it's still Bonnie. You know, even though they're able to kind of play into Adrian or Marlena, they'll still say a word or do something that's like, you know, they won't, like, Marlena would normally do that.
Right.
So I love that.
The other thing that I was glad that they did, because I was thinking this too, when Adrian was talking about sleeping with Lucas, and Angelica says, you have a different anatomy than Adrian. You can't do that. And I was like, thank you for saying that, because of her cancer. It would be obvious right away if Lucas went to bed with her that it wasn't Adrian.
Really?
Yes.
I missed something somewhere.
She had a mastectomy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so she's,
So then all of a sudden it's like, where'd these come from?
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah.
Girl.
Oh, and the girl that walked by Adrian in the prison. Remember when she's talking to the guy and another woman walks by and, like, smacks her on the butt? She used to do caterings with me. She's annoying, for the record.
Well, guess what? She's annoyingly on Days of Our Lives.
She's annoyingly on Days of Our Lives.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
I forgot. Thank you, chat room. Everyone's reminding me about the scars and everything like that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the chat, Alexandra.
The other thing that made me
Oh, boy.
When Marlena's going into the pub, do you remember? And she's like, she peeks in the front window. I literally rewound and played it like 3 or 4 times. That was hysterical. Hysterical.
Oh my god.
Hysterical.
Well, a lot of people are saying that they're tired of the doppelganger storyline, but I love it just because they're playing so well off of each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that it's, again, you know, it's got its flaws and stuff like that, but I do, I'm gonna give all the little flaws and things a pass, because I love seeing them playing these parts that are so not them, you know, that it just makes me smile. So I don't know, because we don't really have this on the outline later, but I feel like we should also talk about the fact that there was a moment with Roman and Kate.
Yes.
Because after
Hattie kisses Roman,
and John comes in and punches Roman and all that, and he comes in with Kate. See, I thought, because they kept putting John and Kate in scenes together, I was like, oh, they're going to be pairing up Kate, start something with Kate and John. But then when this whole thing started, and I was like, oh, we're going back to Kate and Roman.
Because I think...
because they kissed.
I think that was something... I think when Lauren Coslow was here, and we sort of talked about it, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I felt like their relationship was something that they really didn't explore, because that was during the Salem Stalker.
Right.
So when they got married, he got killed, and so there went that.
Right.
So I like the fact that they're going to revisit this.
Yeah.
Because there was something about that moment that was just kind of like, ooh, I like it. And then Andre walks in, and I'm like, girl, what are you going to say in your fake marriage?
Yeah.
Did you think it was justified for John to punch Roman? I thought that was a bit much.
No, I think so.
You think so?
Well, I think just because he's so... I do think, because you sometimes get caught up in the moment, and he, you know, was shocked to hear it. So I don't. It didn't bother me.
I was just kind of like, John.
The other thing that was I wrote down was when Bonnie Adrian is walking through the square, and Lucas, and she holds her purse over.
And then Lucas is like, agent?
Yeah, like, you were hiding behind your... Yeah, of course you didn't. You were hiding behind your purse or something like that. Yeah, that was really funny, too.
I thought that was funny. I mean, she could have just went the other way.
So, but. I'm happy with it that Angelica says that they're going to start phase two of the plan with Adrian, which is now to get her with... to convince Justin that she's in love with him still so that she can break up with him so that Angelica can pick up the pieces. So that's the next phase. Yeah.
Alexis, can we make sure that my mic is working? Off. Someone said that they can't hear me.
Oh, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, people.
Oh, my word. Hold on. I'll keep messing with it.
Okay, thanks. Right. We covered everything about that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I was just kind of scrolling through my notes, but I think we got everything.
All right, so then there is the Johnson family.
Yes.
So Tripp apologizes.
Mm-hmm.
Joey is still hell-bent on turning himself in. What did you think of Tripp's apology to Kayla and how Kayla's kind of reacting to Tripp now?
What do you want to know?
Do you think that Tripp do you think Kayla understands where Tripp is coming from? Do you think that all can be forgiven and that this family can, because right now the family dynamic is completely broken.
Right.
You know, they had built up these relationships great, and then now there was a torn between Tripp and Joey and even Kayla and Patch, because you know Patch kind of wants to protect Tripp, and Kayla wants to protect Joey, and that's where they're going to bat with each other. So, right. Like, what do you think of all this Johnson and Johnson action?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that anything is. He was kind of played into thinking it was Kayla, mm-hmm. so I can see him going to her and apologizing and you know saying all that. I actually thought it was kind of clever that because how Kayla kind of took advantage of the moment and mm-hmm. said, oh, okay, well, if you're really sorry, then you need to go tell them that you're not going to say anything so Joey doesn't have to go to... So I liked right. that. I liked yeah. that she kind of manipulated the situation mm-hmm. to her advantage to get what she wanted, mm-hmm. Which obviously is not what transpires.
Right. I'm torn about... Joey wanting to confess.
I'm not. I think it is one... It's Joey. Like, if it was somebody else, I might have a problem with it, but I can see it, and we've all this time have seen him struggling with what happened.
What he did, yeah.
And that Patch took the blame for it. And, you know, now all this stuff that happened, that his mom was almost killed because of it. I can totally see it. I can totally, totally see it. And I can totally see Steve... being behind it, and I loved the conversation between Steve and Roman. I know, mark my words, put this date in the calendar. I just used it, the word Roman, in a scene that I like. When he says, you know, as hard as it was to watch my son go to jail, Eric, that being Eric,
uh-huh.
you know, I think it was one of the, for lack of a better word, best thing that happened to him.
Yeah.
And so I liked that. I liked that they had that moment as dads, and a dad who had to see his son go away and telling him, yeah, I think you're right. I think this will be good for Joey. He'll help him, you know, take some of that guilt away if he gets punished for what he did.
Yeah.
I like it. And again, I think that they all are knocking it out of the ballpark.
They really
are. The scene with Joey and Kayla on the bench and talking about, and when he was like, remember when I stole the money from the pub and grandma... Caroline made me work to pay it off. That's what this is. I'm doing this. And when he said, I'm doing this because of you, yeah. I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was smart. It was touching. It was believable. I really, truly liked it. I really, truly did.
I also really enjoyed Tripp's apology to Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell that he was very remorseful. Like, he definitely understood what he did was wrong, but when he started mm-hmm. telling the story of, like, when he walked in and saw Kayla sleeping there, and it was like,
Carol C32 said, Mary Beth Evans and James killed those scenes, and then parentheses, pun intended.
But when he basically flipped the script of, like, you know, it was almost like he was Joey and she was Ava, mm-hmm. and how he felt in the emotions that went through, and then he's like, suddenly I'm there with a pillow, mm-hmm. but a scalpel, you know, and all of that, and I was like,
yeah, I think they all, and we talked, you know, we had Lucas here last week, who was a friggin' hoot.
Oh my God, he was amazing. Everyone loved him on the show. Shout out to Lucas.
Well, when I messaged them to thank them for sending him, mm-hmm. I said, oh my God, what a fun, and she wrote back, actually, and she said, isn't he great? Mm-hmm. So I thought that was fun. They're even aware that he's fantastic.
That he's great, yeah.
So Lucas, thank you again for coming. We really appreciate it.
Shout
having
out
you
to
here.
Lucas.
Yeah. Lucas Adams, not Lucas Roberts. Horton. but yeah, I mean, I will give a 15-minute standing ovation to...
Girl, you can stand that long?
I can. And in 6-inch heels. Yes, I said it.
They're 4.
6. to the Johnson and Johnson family.
Johnson.
The Johnson-Dalton.
Yes.
Clan.
I
think it's great. I'm so bummed that James is leaving the show.
A lot of people.
So bummed because... I just think this opportunity to have him with Tripp, you know, in more scenes together and stuff is, oh, I mean, I, you know what I think.
I do know what you think.
All right. That's All it. Right. That's Those it. Were the big stories.
Those were the
Those
big stories.
Those are the big ones.
Those are the big ones. Now Biggies. Let's go on to our tidbits and let's start with.
This was, for me, the highlight of the week.
I agree. Lucas and Chloe.
Okay. And I did tweet Ron.
I saw.
Because I love seeing Brian Dottillo on Days of Our Lives.
I thought you were going to say, I love seeing Brian Dottillo drunk.
Oh, that too. That too. I just thought it was, Monday was all about Brian Dottillo.
Monday was a hoot.
A hoot.
Because... You suddenly realize what all he's been through,
mm-hmm.
and how he was able just to keep it together.
Yeah.
And then you're like, man, you have been strong for quite some time.
Yeah.
You deserve just to
trip off the wagon. And we talked about it last week that people were saying, well, if he didn't fall off the wagon because of Will, why is he falling off the wagon because of Adrian? But I think it's
The culmination of everything
happening,
yeah.
and it going to, building to a head, and then him kind of collapsing. And I loved that Chloe. Okay, first of all, I need me my readers on when when he says when Chloe's going through his ex-wife, and he says, "Thank you for that." Thank you for the death march down memory lane. Oh my God, I could not stop laughing.
I could not stop laughing.
That is not my quote of the week, but it was worth mentioning because I thought it was fantastic.
A rewindable moment of when he stood up and was about to go and then face planted like 2 seconds after standing up.
Oh my God, that was hoot. It was so good.
Died. And then also, I felt like when he walked out with Chloe, the mm-hmm. rest of that was ad lib.
Yeah.
And when he went, Adrian, I was like, Rocky.
Right. Yeah. Clearly.
I'm like, when he walked out of that door, he became Brian Dottillo again.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. When we saw Chloe at the end of the week last week, I was like, okay, where are we going to go?
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen? And she made her rounds.
Yes, she did.
She definitely made her rounds back into... So she was in Chicago. That's the explanation for why she's been gone. She was in Chicago, but now she's back because Dario offered her a job at TBD.
Yes.
So she's back in town to work at TBD to sing or something. And then ran into Lucas. I really loved the scene with her. And when on Tuesday, when he's dreaming, it opens with him dreaming. Wait, I know. I wrote it down. And he's like, oh, shoot, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, goodness gracious.
Is it when he wakes up and realizes it's not
yeah, that but he everything says,
actually happened?
Yeah, but he says, he says something to her about, he's like, says something about being a nightmare. Or he goes, oh, it was like a dream, but then Chloe comes in the room. He's like, oh, this nightmare's getting worse or something like that. I know I wrote it down. I swear I just saw it. But
no, his scenes were so great. But what I can't figure out is why is everyone trying to cover up for Brady?
Oh, here. Lucas dream about Adrian, then wakes up to Chloe. Oh, no, it really is a nightmare.
But why is everyone trying to cover up for Brady?
Well,
because when in drunken state, Lucas was like, I was drinking with Brady. When he woke up, he was like, oh, no, like, I don't know why I said that. And, like, yeah, tried to retract everything, which made Chloe go over and be like, were you drinking with Lucas?
Well, I think I felt like Lucas was covering because I feel like he kind of was at a place where he was like, well, I'm not going to rat him out.
Right.
You know, because he's kind of in this, because obviously if Lucas could not let anybody know that he did it, he would rather that be the case too. Mm-hmm. So I think it was justifiable. I do think Victor even covering for him is a little justifiable too. Yeah. Like he just doesn't want everybody to know, you know, that he did that. And that was explained by, he told everybody that Brady got called away to Chicago also
right.
for a business meeting, so that's why he was gone for the night.
A lot of people are digging Nadia and her return.
Yeah.
Carol C32 says, love Nadia. She has chemistry for days with any man.
I Carol saw her is
with Eric. Get it, girl.
Full of the puns today, Carol. Yes. You go, girl.
If on, and
we'll have to start doing Carol's pun of the week.
MK Fitz says, if only Lucas had a drunken one-night stand with Anne.
I know, right? Well, I'm glad that that's kind of gone away.
Yeah.
As much as those scenes were fun and funny, I'm glad that. I would love to see Nadia with Lucas.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love for them to work. I really love the scene of with them in the square. And when she was like, you know, if you ever need me, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
There's
this care for, like, she has this care for him.
And it's like, I get, you know, Chloe's had, you know, she's been a bad girl, quote unquote, bad girl for a long time.
Yeah.
But I've never seen her that way. And I just feel like somebody who started off the way that Chloe started,
mm-hmm.
Ghoul Girl,
yeah,
wouldn't be that kind of person. I just feel like she knows what it's like to be picked on.
Yes.
She knows what it's like to be, you know, in those
situations. The underdog.
So why would she act that way? I get, you know, she doesn't like Kate and Kate tried to kill her and right. stuff. But I think that that's what works. So I don't know. I'm okay with Chloe being back. I like what they're doing. I hope that they continue to do good, smart stuff with her because I think she's fantastic.
I'm also seeing a lot of people are Chloe and Lucas, but some are for Eric and Chloe.
Well, because they had a scene too. She overheard him talking about still being able to forget about Nicole
and thinking about her. I love that Chloe was just kind of like, I'm back in town, but things are going down and I yeah. got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So she Carmen Sandiego'd her way through Salem.
She did.
To find out like what was going on.
Yeah. Totally did.
Yeah. So those scenes were great. Then speaking of Eric, Nicole and Brady, thank God Brady and Nicole finally had
a talk,
a conversation.
Explained everything. Right.
Because now she can make, now it somewhat makes sense why she wanted to keep that from him. Because when she said, that she forgave him, he was like, I thought you said you could never forgive him. And then it was that moment of, like I always thought, you're going to get insecure now. Because now she was able to, like, get past that and forgive him.
Right.
And now you feel like that's going to open the floodgates for the feelings before that she's had for him.
Obviously it is.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're definitely going down that road. And I think the next step is that Holly will be Eric's.
You still want that to happen, don't you?
Ron's going to take care of it for me.
Can Ron also take care of bringing back Maxine and making me her son?
He could. He is definitely the one that can take care of it.
So I'm glad that they finally, like, talked and had an understanding, and that at the end he looked really stupid, because even with, like, finding out the whole pictures and that's why he went to Eric's room and basically destroyed it. And then she's like, here, and like toss the pictures and like let him know like what they were for. But then the drama came in, because he was basically like, your man's a killer.
Yeah.
And she now remembers holding because now the whole thing, whole thing through this week was, whoever had the amulet, what is the person that killed Deimos?
Right. Which is not necessarily the case.
Right. But Eric, Brady thought it was Eric, because he found the amulet in Eric's room. But then Nicole remembers having the amulet on Friday. And then she had her moment and was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a lot going down with them.
A lot going down.
Yeah.
Well... And Eric also made a comment that she's almost done with her community hours. So maybe Holly will be back in back on the show.
Good.
Which will be time.
She'll
be
five.
Right.
All right. So that's it with see
if
them.
I feel like there was something else. But go ahead if I find it all.
Then we have Theo and Claire.
As you mentioned earlier, Theo had his shirt off. Just going to point that out.
I mean, yeah. I mean... Okay. But I love that he's like fighting his feelings for Claire again. Kind of reminding himself, like, we're just friends. But I feel like Claire is also playing into it too. Because
she completely is.
Because while she was getting her sunscreen on, she was like, what was that?
Yeah. No, she knew. She absolutely knew.
Yeah.
But No, I was okay with it. I was okay with it. Because I do think that they're probably going to go down the Lucas and Claire thing. So
Lucas and Claire?
Mm-hmm. Trip and Claire.
Little triangle.
So, yeah. So they have to... So he still kind of has to have feelings for her if that's going to create a friction.
Do we like Theo and Claire?
I've never really liked Theo and Claire, personally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a means to an end. You know, how daytime works.
Right. So that was a nice moment that they had together, wanting to spend a day at the lake, but it got interrupted because that's when Theo found out that Abe got arrested. Right. I want to ask you this. So the scene that where Abe gets arrested in Horntown Square, and if you look back, everyone in the back had their cameras. And for 2 seconds, I was like, that's not really realistic. Like, I feel like one or two people would have their cameras, but not everybody would have their cameras out.
Well, it's the mayor.
True. But, like, girl, I just imagine us being in the square and being like, oh, girl, what happened? And our first instinct is not to whip out our phones.
Right.
But also,
well, mine wouldn't be, but...
Mine wouldn't be either.
I think there's a generation of people that would.
Right. But I also kind of giggled because I was like, wow, like, is this how our society is?
Yeah.
And it's being depicted everywhere. When a major thing happens, it's like everyone has their phones out.
Right.
But it also nicely went back, because then that's how Claire found out, because the photo was trending.
Right, exactly. So, well, that's kind of probably why it happened, too.
Yeah. And then lastly, Chad and Sonny.
Yep. So we know that Chad's out. We still don't know if Sonny's going to get out.
They were waiting for paperwork.
Right.
And then Sonny was going to get out. My only issue is they wouldn't be in there had they waited to remember.
Exactly. Which that we've all kind of talked about.
Tweet Edition Days, let me know, were you just as irritated when they remembered in jail that they didn't kill Deimos? And did you also have the thought of, oh, I wish they would have just, like, thought about this not in jail, but just at home.
Right.
Instead of confessing to a murder that they knew that they didn't commit. Or, it's like they jumped the gun so quickly. And they both now just realize that they walked in and Deimos was already dead.
Okay, so our Melvin fan said she thinks in a small town where the mayor is being arrested, it's plausible that everybody has a phone.
Okay.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
A being recorded is typical of our society and the millennials. Got it. Carol C. 32. Betty Jean said Sierra needs to be back ASAP. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
We
haven't heard anything about a Sierra return, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. So
if there was any issue with this week at all, because I have one issue.
What was that?
Throughout the whole week.
Not enough Billy Flynn?
You said it.
I thought it was just enough. Oh, well, you know, since you mentioned him, that was a cute moment when he got out of jail and brought the rose for Abigail.
Yeah.
And they're, like, officially back together. Right. And didn't he propose?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love him.
Bravo, Mr. Flynn. It's not really a compliment. Just saying.
So that was it.
That was the week of days. I feel like we breezed through it because, like, we're so hot that we...
Oh, my God. I just want to get out of here.
Our minds are just
Let's do this.
Rant, rant.
Let's finish this up. Let's wrap it up.
So we are now into our segment...
No phone calls today. Sorry, guys. I can't do this.
Remember that one week?
It's really hot in there. Oh, so it's totally so freaking hot.
That's why I keep... I take my glass off because they're fogging up.
Yeah.
That's why I keep taking them off.
You know why they're fogging up?
Because it's an inferno in here.
Because you talk so much.
All right. It's time for Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
No. Don't you O-snap that.
I thought we were doing that. Okay, my bad.
All right, it's now time for our segments, and it's time for Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
Okay, so listen.
Make it quick.
I can't make it quick.
Mark's dying.
There were so many snap-worthy moments.
Go ahead, keep talking. I'm just going to move around the room.
Where are you moving to?
I'm listening. Go ahead. I forgot I have this.
Y'all, I got so scared. Like, when you moved, I thought that door was about to open and Kyler Pettis was going to be on the other side. Like, I'm waiting for that day that you do that to me.
I forgot I have my little...
Your little fan?
Plug-in fan.
Oh, good. Okay, so listen, there were so many snap-worthy moments. I mean, there was Chloe going around Salem being Nancy Drew and trying to figure everything out. I gave a snap for. There was Valerie taking off the jewelry in the most divalicious way that I absolutely enjoyed. There was the prison guard that said to Adrian.
Not too close to the mic, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. There was
the prison guard who said to Adrian, what is this, a Beyonce Sasha Fierce thing?
Which
I loved.
Yeah.
So there was so many snaps happening this week. But I'm going to have to give it to all of them, but more so officially to Brian DeTillo, because no one can play drunk like Brian DeTillo.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
I
so
agree.
For giving me life on Monday in Club TBD in a drunken state, Brian DeTillo, you get Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap.
All right, y'all. And it's now time for
Mark's Quote of the Week.
And I'm just going to keep the ball rolling. And we're going to go to Lucas Roberts for Quote of the Week for his Adrian. That's it. Quote of the Week.
Can you do it again?
Adrian.
When I saw that, I really wanted to be like, hey, yo, Adrian, or like, I have something to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, Adrian, I did it. Like, I really wanted it so bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Terrell said, is Beyonce coming to Salem? If Beyonce ever appeared on Days of Our Lives,
you would die.
I would.
We would need a 3-hour episode to talk about that.
Exactly.
Dead.
Yeah.
All right. So that was.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Quote of the week.
And now it's time for Fan of the Week.
So Fan of the Week is, and I don't know if he is still in the chat room, but he was in the chat room when I got here and I was reading what you guys were writing. And I literally laughed out loud and read it to Tony. And I was like, okay, this is going to be Fan of the Week. Mike Bowman is going to be our Fan of the Week. You guys were talking about Chloe and Eric being together as a pair. And he wrote, better Chloe than Jennifer. If I have to watch Roman and Marlena make out, I need a palate cleanser.
Oh, my God.
And that made me laugh out loud. So, Mike Bowman, you are going to be our Fan of the Week this week. So, congratulations.
All right.
Why didn't I think to plug this fan in
Sooner?
An hour ago.
Oh, now you can bear it?
No, it's still hot, but at least it's better.
All right, so we are going to get through our news and gossip, and then we are going to wrap up our show. TV news. Y'all, in case you forgot, I'm going to be in Boston! Yeah, so...
We didn't forget.
I was going to try to use that for my reel. And you ruined it.
You want to do it again?
You ruined
Take two.
It.
You Take
ruined
two.
This moment for me. This was my
the
moment.
The one.
This is the one moment. And you, how could you take this and take it for yourself? I feel very attacked.
Good. My plan works.
All right, y'all. So I'm going to be in Boston this weekend along with Eric Martsoff, Billy Flynn, Rob Wilson, Vincent Irizarry, Judy Evans, James Reynolds, and me. I think that's everything.
Can I suggest a game?
What's
from
that?
The people that are listening to this,
yes.
If they're going to be in Boston, I think a fun game you should play is see how many times Billy mentions me.
That's going to be an easy game because it'll be zero.
That's not true.
It is
not true.
So true. So if you want to have fun with us this weekend, come on out. We are in Boston. You can visit dualcoastevents.com for all details. You can also check out our social media. I will make sure I post it this weekend. If you're near the Boston area, come out and say, hey, girl.
Hey, girl, hey.
Also this week, Jen Lilly's Eat, Play, Love premiered last night.
I recorded it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I did record it, though.
Well, I know that she live tweeted yesterday. She encouraged fans of Days of Our Lives and General Hospital to tune in. Hope you guys tuned in. Did anyone in our chat tune in to Eat, Pray, Love? Eat, Play, Love, sorry.
Eat, Play, Love, yeah.
Trying to see if anyone in our chat.
I was on the TV setting it to record, and I hit record the show, and my husband saw me hit it, and he was like, oh, good, I want to watch that movie. And I was like, oh, you do? And he's like, yeah. He goes, he thought it was Eat, Pray, Love. He thought it was the Julia Roberts movie. And I was like, no, that's play, not pray. And he's like, oh. Okay.
So, yeah, so make sure you guys support it on the Hallmark Channel. That's Eat, Play, Love, starring Jen Lilly and Lee Majors.
I think I'm going to start bringing a clip-on fan in case the AC ever goes out again. Just clip it on right there. Yeah.
And lastly, I will allow Mark to do the honors of telling all of Billy Flynn's accolades. Just a reminder.
Okay.
Everything.
From last week, the same ones. Yeah, he's got his new film trailer, Escape Room, which we put in the bio of last week's episode. So if you are having trouble finding it, you can watch the trailer for Escape Room, which will be on DVD on October 17th. And then his new film, Dead on Arrival, is coming out. Do I have a date on here? No, I guess I didn't put a date. But there's also a trailer for that, which is in last week's episode bio of the show, or it should be. It's a Vimeo link. And you can see that trailer if you would like to see that.
Make sure you tune into that. All right. Well, that has been our show. I know today was a quick one because we're melting.
Like, melting.
Melting. So melting. Much. Like, we have to go because in 2 seconds, Mark is about to reveal his true face.
And my hair is going to fall.
Speaking of hair, Mark, let the kiddies know where they can find you on the social media.
You can follow my hair on Twitter at LivinForTheHair. That's the number four, LivinForTheHair. And then you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
And, of course, you guys know you can follow the show, Dish and Days, on all social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, Dish and Days, and also on Twitter @_Dish and Days. But you can also follow me on all the social media platforms @LoungingWithTony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to go find air, and we will...
We're going to open that door so fast.
Yes, and we will not see you next Sunday, August 27th.
Right.
Because this one's going to just be coming back from Boston, and that one might be going down under.
I'll keep you posted.
So we will see you the following week, September 3rd, I believe.
Yes,
it'll be September 3rd. Yes. So have fun. If you want to talk about days with us throughout the week until we come back, tweet us.
Tweet us.
We'll respond.
We will.
Until then, have a wonderful Sunday afternoon, and we will see you guys soon.
Love ya.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.